We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2061. The Three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Nasiya. Table of Answers to the Words, Item 133. You can send us your questions to cup.tv. Select the questions will be in the course of the lesson. Question 132. What are internal kelim? The ten sefirot are divided into internal kelim and external kelim, because the partsuf has only three internal kelim kachab, or mocha atzamot gidin. But zon were separated from the kelim of the partsuf in the meaning of levush and heichal. Therefore, the two kelim, basar and or, which are the bechina of zon, they are only external kelim, incomplete, and they do not connect with the internal kelim, and they only surround around the internal kelim.
Clear, right? Again? Until we get in there.
What are internal kelim? Question 133. The ten sefirot divide into internal kelim and external kelim, because the partsuf has only three internal kelim kachab, or mocha atzamot gidin. But zon were separated from the kelim of the partsuf in the meaning of levush and heichal. Therefore, the two kelim, basar and or, which are the bechina of zon, are only external kelim, incomplete, and they do not connect with the internal kelim, and they only surround around the internal kelim.
Okay, this is tough to explain. So what does it mean? We can't cut those vessels from the pursuit of those desires. So what do we do with them? Desires are desires. They remain, and they are big desires. And although we know we cannot use them in order to bestow, how do we use them? Nevertheless, we use them. We relate them, we ascribe them to Galgal Tevei Einayim. And they seemingly swallowed up there, they join. We don't use their coarseness in practice, but rather they just belong. Just like, let's say, a person who's asleep. His body doesn't move, so what? He doesn't have a body? He does. When he works with certain parts and other parts are not working. Meaning, when we are performing an action according to a goal or purpose, then some of the desires are active and some aren't. So when he chooses to restrict them and not to use them, it's because he's unable to use them in order to bestow according to how they are, and this is called katnut, or kelim pnimim, inner vessels. Okay?
When we study about a partsuf, in a preface we say that a partsuf is divided into rosh, toch, sof. Now, sof are external kelim, and internal kelim are the toch, or is it something else?
It's a different division. The vessels of rosh, toch, sof is a division according to the desires that have to be there according to how you calculate the action and decide and organize them. This is Osh. The same desires, after they made a decision, they control themselves according to this decision and they arrange themselves in practice how they will be arranged. And from that we have Toch and Sof, with whatever vessels, desires they're going to use in practice, it's called Toch. And with those, they will not work in practice. In practice, they use them in order to not use them according to their purpose. This is called Sof. Now, both in the Rosh, Toch, and Sof, there are many types of restrictions according to the state of the vessel, how much it's capable of using it in order to bestow. It can be with the coarseness of Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet in the Rosh, and Toch, and Sof. It could be Galgat Veinaim and Lachap, and more and more. Towards the light of Chokhmah, towards the light of Chasadim. First restriction, second restriction. So this is the division of desires according to the restrictions of the vessel itself, how much it's capable of ascribing itself to bestow. Okay?
Let's say I want to be in Katnut. What do I have to do?
Why do you have to be in Katnut?
Katnut is better.
It's better, yeah. Why?
It's annulment.
So what? Is annulment good? I know you. You don't want to be in annulment. Why do you tell me you want to be in annulment?
No? Perhaps I don't want to be in annulment, but I want my will to receive, to be annulled, to bring contentment to the Creator.
It's more convenient.
Yeah?
Right, if I'm little, they don't beat me up, they don't pressure me, they don't shout at me. It's better to be in annulment, right? I understand. I don't have the strength to use my vessels, all of them. Spirituality, listen. Spirituality starts when you ascribe all of you to bestow, your entirety. So there's nothing to say, I'm going to work for the Creator only a small part, 10%. I have to leave something for myself. Well, I leave myself 90%. You can't do it like that. Spirituality starts from everything. Everything in order to bestow. How much? If I'm unable to bestow more than 1 gram, 1 ounce, but it has to be all of it. So we don't have to say in advance, Katnut, it's fine, it's enough for me. I don't need more from this life.
I understand. But if I... first of all, I see pride here. I feel proudful. But if I'm thinking about Katnut, then I see that 1% of equivalence of form is good, it's enough.
You can do it?
I can't do it this way?
You cannot. Impossible. Just understand, first of all, I annul myself completely. This is called the first restriction. I'm going all in. Everything I have to give. How much? I check it. It turns out to be 1%. But it's everything I can give. With all the strength that I have, it's not my initial thought of, how much is going to be enough? Rather, maximum all the time. Otherwise, it's not spirituality. It's not going to be a spiritual act. You are doing business with your ego. It's not going to work out. Mr. Ido? No. Sometimes we are rewarded with his presence.
I didn't understand what are all these masachim and the calculations they make. These are parts of the desire which I can, some I cannot.
When? After the restriction, when I want nothing for myself, and I want everything in order to bestow, that's first of all. We're done with that. Yeah? Now, how much? How much can I receive in order to bestow, or bestow in order to bestow? For myself, nothing. That's it. I'm done. How much can I do it for him? Maybe only bread and salt. Maybe even only a glass of water. But it's already above the annulment. It's all in order to give him contentment. Only. To him. Contentment.
But there's some business here with my will to receive. I calculate how much I can, how much I cannot. It is a part.
No, it's not with the will to receive already. It's a will to receive that I use in order to bestow.
And what's the difference?
The difference is very big indeed. Where does it stand, the will to receive? It stands above the restriction. It stands on in the space of the landlord, the host. How much can I give him from my will to receive for him to use and enjoy?
So why not 100%?
That's why I have no strength. It's nevertheless, the will to receive that wants to enjoy inside of it. And I need to give it to the host to enjoy by himself.
So I do take him into consideration.
I must consider it, because the will to receive demands that I'll use it, that I'll give contentment in it. I want to give contentment to the host. So I give my will to receive and something to the host as much as I'm able, and I say, I want to ascribe that to you.
Can I ask another question?
This is called devotion, soul devotion.
Why do we describe the work that starts from Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction? Is it not supposed to start? Why do I have to first restrict the entire desire?
It means that I want nothing for myself. And my whole calculation is above that decision.
But it sounds like the end of the work, not the beginning of the work.
No, it's only the beginning. It's the condition to enter spiritual decisions that are all in order to bestow. From here on, we begin with spirituality.
Why doesn't it start with 50% devotion?
There's no partial or some in spirituality. It has to be everything. Whatever appears in you, all of it. On the next degree, you'll feel an even greater will to receive, and you have to give that up as well, and next degree even more. But for the time being, what you have to give up. And to say, for myself, I'm nothing. Just like you have, just like when you are alive. Run.
So in that case, I have to be 100% in spirituality. So where the resistance is? This is why we overcome the resistance, because we know spirituality comes with resistance.
Inside this desire, you have resistance. It's called the evil inclination that resists everything that comes out of its boundaries.
So how do I want to be in spirituality entirely if I have resistance?
When you obtain the force of light, the force of bestowal, that controls the force of reception that is in you. And one force controls the other force.
So it's 100%, and at the same time I have resistance within me, or I was able to overcome it.
You have 100% desire? What kind of desire?
Desire to bestow.
What?
I understand that I need to have 100% desire to bestow, to be in spirituality.
There's no such thing as a desire to bestow. Never in the world, never in reality, in all the worlds. There's no such thing as a desire to bestow. If you find it, tell me, I'll go buy it.
That's clear. This is why I'm asking about the resistance, because you said, you told Hans.
Meaning, the desire to receive you have is a desire to enjoy. It's a desire to receive pleasure and contentment. That's what you have. you can get some help, the upper light as we call it, and for it to give you a change in values. So you'll be able to use your will to receive in order to bestow. To the extent the Creator will appear greater than you, you'll be able to use your will to receive in order to bestow to Him.
The fact that it happens with the help of the light, I understand relatively for the moment. I myself can't do it. I'm trying to understand this phase. You told Terence that I need to want 100 spirituality.
According to your will to receive, how much, however you have, you have to want 100% spirituality. And then after that, you need to make a calculation to want spirituality and how much I'm able in practice to attain spirituality, to use spirituality. This is already a different calculation.
So in that place where I want to be devoted to it 100% and be only in spirituality in a kind of a total annulment, this is the entrance to spirituality?
This is the first restriction. Complete annulment, meaning everything in me for the sake of the host.
And then you begin to calculate when I identify that I have resistance.
Despite the resistance, of course. The will to receive does not get purified. It's always convinced it wants to enjoy by itself.
That's right. I'm trying to understand. This is a combined feeling within the desire to spirituality. Still, there's a resistance in that same place?
Always. Always resistance. The end of correction, the greatest resistance. That's why it appears through resistance and a screen and reflected light. Through that, we reveal the light of Yechidah. The resistance only grows.
That I understand, the avyut grows, and so on. I'm talking, if at the same breath, when I feel my desire, at the same stand, 100% of desire, if in that feeling closes the resistance, or does it come before, after?
No. The same state, the same subject. What's up today? Let's start.
What's the difference between the Kelim of Panim and the Kelim of Chitsuniyut? What's the difference between the Kelim, internal Kelim and external Kelim?
Inner vessel that I can use in order to bestow, outer vessel that I cannot use right now in order to bestow.
But if all the desires are under Tzimtzum Aleph, so what does it mean that I have a desire which is under Tzimtzum Aleph? I already restricted it, and I still cannot use it in order to bestow.
They're both underneath first restriction, under the control of the restriction. I don't want to use any of them in order to receive, but in some of them, I can receive also in order to bestow, only in order to bestow.
And in the other part, what happens to it?
I don't have the strength to use it in order to bestow, so I don't use it. It's frozen.
Although it is restricted.
Restricted, yeah.
That's why I can understand. How come I already made a decision? I'm 100% devoted. I'm going all the way through. And then a desire is discovered in which I cannot bestow?
I restrict the will to receive, not to use it in order to receive. This is the first restriction. After I look at the will to receive, how much can I use it in order to bestow in practice and how much I can't? The part I can use in order to bestow is called, let's say, Galgalta Ve'enayim. The part that I cannot use in order to bestow, it's called, let's say, Achap. I need to perform an additional action on this Achap. Why? Because part I use, but another part I don't use. So I have to perform another action. Imagine to yourself, either I don't receive anything from the meal, or I receive some, and some part I don't. So the part in which I do not receive requires additional reinforcement.
And this additional action, what is it?
It's the definition of the Achap compared to Galgalta Ve'enayim, an outer vessel, external vessel. It's not a restriction, it's a screen that divides between Galgalta Ve'enayim and Achap. It works on Galgalta Ve'enayim. We'll learn about it one day. It works in Galgalta Ve'enayim in order to bestow, and it works in the Achab in order to bestow differently. Because the fact that I don't receive, it's for the sake of the host. I can't give him contentment by that, so I freeze the vessels of the Achab.
So also in the Kelim the Achab, I have the intention in order to bestow.
Of course. When you come to spirituality, you can't have any part in order to receive. It's done. We're finished.
I can't get the discernment of after, but okay, fine.
I'll show you once. You'll have a nice plate before you, and you like to eat well. I'll tell you. You'll eat only this much. And the rest, no. And every time you eat how much of it, you have to think of how much of it you can't eat. Look what kind of screens you have to apply against every bite that you're going to take in order to bestow, and you're going to enjoy in the light of the host, and how much you give up because you don't have the ability to enjoy in this way in order to bestow.
Is it correct to say that after I made a restriction and everything is in the intention to bestow, the discernment that is revealed there between the Galgalta and Naim and the Achab, this is the Aviyut, a discernment which now I don't understand, but this is what's going to be revealed, so
it will appear there, and enough. Don't steal time from others. If you ask, ask short and to the point, and think that it should be interesting to the others.
I don't understand why you cannot bestow if it is not 100%.
First restriction is in order to bestow?
Yeah, it's the first decision.
So it has to be on all the vessels. After the first restriction, I go beyond it. Then how much in practice I can perform an act in order to bestow? And I see I can bestow in 20% in practice. And practice means above and beyond.
But if there was Tzimtzum Aleph, so why only 20%?
The first restriction is only not to use the will to receive.
But if you do not use your will to receive, it's not in order to bestow. Everything you will use will be in order to bestow.
No, I don't. Receive pleasure in the food for the sake of the host. I only stop myself.
So what does this decision of Tzimtzum Aleph give you?
I can bestow above it. It's not for the sake of myself.
It's not for my own sake, but if now I start using it, is it not for the sake of the host, if I already made such a decision?
Yeah, for the sake of the host.
So why can I do it for all the Kelim, only 20%?
Because you don't have the strength for it. How can you receive the pleasure of the host? Not the pleasure you had before, when you... Before, I took everything for myself, I ate it, it was great. I just devoured everything. Next time, they invited me to the king's palace. They sat me down next to the king. Cameras on all sides, TV screens, everything. Everyone is looking how I'm sitting with the king, and the king is begging me, Michael, please, you know, I ordered something very special from abroad. Look before you, this piece of lettuce. What lettuce is that? And everyone is looking on the screen on TV. So in this lettuce, how much honor, respect I have. Tzvika is choking himself behind the screen, looking at it. Everyone is... And I take this lettuce, and piece of lettuce, and I eat. Now, what am I giving up on? It's not the lettuce that I ate before the restriction. Now I'm before the whole world. The whole world is looking at me, how the king is giving it to me, is putting it on the plate, and is pleading with me, and I'm taking a small piece from him. I take a bite. And it's really nice. Thank you. It's enough for me. Why am I saying it's enough for me? Because if I will restrict myself, you can say you'll have more honor. Rather, I'm making a calculation. And that's why it's called the wisdom of the concealed. I'm making a calculation here. If I will eat more, I won't be able to cancel, or rather to give up on the honor. On the contrary, I can't give up on the pleasure, not from the lettuce, so that you understand how much flavor it has. Rather, I can't give up what I have, what I get out of it, that I'm receiving everything from him. The whole thing about the restriction before and after it is that before the restriction, the calculation is with my belly. Afterwards, the calculation is with the king. You understand? It's not on high, instead of the light of Nefesh, the tiniest light.
So why to start with, I cannot restrict only 20%.
I make a calculation for 20%.
But Tzimtzum Aleph is on everything, not just 20%.
First restriction is only that I won't be able for myself, for my sake, ever.
So Tzimtzum Aleph is on in order to receive.
So in order to receive.
And then there's another restriction.
Later, it's calculations. It's not restrictions. It's called the screen. This is called the screen. This is the difference between the screen and a restriction. Restriction is not for myself, and that's it. A screen is how much not for myself. For sure, not for myself, but how much? How much can I do it?
So the calculation with the masach, it's always for the benefit of the host. The calculations with the masach.
Also, the first restriction is for the sake of the host. Because beforehand, I have the feeling of shame that is activating the first restriction. So everything is for the sake of the host.
So the decision cannot be just in once when you decide straight up on this 20%. First, there has to be a restriction, and then
decisions, receiving pleasures, all the actions, tantan, aranchai, this is, it's constantly in movement, in motion, inside the Pratsuf. Okay?
A little bit about it. The forces which I don't have after the restriction, when I cannot receive anymore, it means that I don't have the strength to hold on to the first restriction if I will take more.
Well, what set are you talking about?
We made a restriction. I received nothing for myself. Now I check how much can I receive in order to bestow.
Yeah.
If I see that I will take more than what I can, it means that I have no forces to hold on to what?
How can you calculate that you will take more?
You said that
when you are performing a restriction, it's certain that you will not receive in order to receive. You never want to receive, ever. I mean, restriction means that's it, never in your life. Then the host pleads with you and says, please, do me a favor. It's not for yourself. It's for my sake. Do me a favor. And you seemingly give up. That's it. Oh, okay, just for you. But really just for you. How much? How much am I capable of enjoying? But for you. Meaning I have a calculation with my will to receive. But I don't break the restriction because it's only for him. Meaning the pleasure is also for the host. Everything for the host.
So once again, I don't understand why can't I take everything he gives me after the restriction? Why can't I take everything?
You don't have the ability. No strength.
What is this ability?
In order to bestow, because you have na'anchai now. You have many pleasures that you're unable to turn them towards the host. They go through your will to receive. you need to receive pleasure inside your will to receive, but only in order to bestow. They have to go through your will to receive. You have to feel those pleasures. Feel them and feel how much in that you're giving pleasure to the host. Meaning, calculate the lettuce. Multiply the lettuce with your degree, in your degree, with the degree of the host. Let's say there are 120 degrees between you. So the lettuce, 1 ounce of pleasure, multiply it by 120 degrees. This is what you'll have to make a calculation on and give up on. So it's not lettuce anymore. It's already a whole other world.
So I made the restriction of desires that I had before, and now I get greater new desires that I have to start working on.
Accordingly, you have to work on the greatness of the Creator.
But the pleasures that He's trying to give me are greater than what I had to.
The pleasures are great, and the greatness of the Creator accordingly has to be greater. Otherwise, you won't be able to receive for His sake. You understand what's going on here? It's not simple. How can I make the calculation about this lettuce? It's not the lettuce. It's like I'm sitting before the TV, or I'm with the Creator. It's a calculation between corporeality and spirituality. That's how it is. Chicago.
You said something during the lesson that there is no such thing like the desire to bestow, that it does not exist. What is the difference between the will to bestow, you said it does not exist, to a desire you receive from above in order to bestow?
I am only a desire to receive. When I receive, I can also relate my pleasure, but I enjoy it. But I can relate it to someone else. Someone else. Have you ever seen the mother tells her baby, do it for me, for daddy, for grandpa, grandma, doesn't matter, take it. Take another bite of porridge. So what does she think? She thinks that the child can make a calculation to do it for the sake of his mother. He doesn't do it for his mother. He does it because she pressures him. He has no choice. So imagine if the baby could develop inside of it a recognition of the greatness of his mother, how much she loves him, how much she wants to return to her his love, so it will be like her love to him. And this is the calculation you have to perform in the screen. And when you begin to receive this teaspoon of porridge or lettuce, then you're not getting some porridge or lettuce. You're receiving the height of the im of the mother or the Creator, which is not high. And does it belong to your lettuce? No, it does not belong to the lettuce. It's only the catalyst. Because you begin to receive and to enjoy the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, spirituality. Okay, I don't have the strength to explain.
Скажите, а вот экспертная точка, из которой я могу оценить вот сокращение сделать.
The expert point from which I can calculate, make a restriction. What is it? This is my point of connection with the 10. This is where I absorb from whatever prevents me from connecting.
Again?
Ещё раз. Я говорю, экспертная точка, из которой я.
The expert point from which I can make a restriction to evaluate the desire and to restrict it. This is my connection with the 10.
מתוך כן אפשר כך להגיד.
From that you can say that.
Ну, если я соединяюсь с десяткой, могу анализировать.
But if I connect to the 10 and I can scrutinize pleasure and restrict it if it bothers the connection. So in the second phase I evaluate how much can I use the will to receive. How do I make this calculation with the 10 or how?
You're asking who do I make the calculation with? It's of course with the greatness of the 10, because this is for me what constitutes the greatness of the Creator. The Creator is not standing before me like the host who is sitting with me together in front of the TV, in front of the cameras, TV cameras. No. It's only in that group, that 10, that I respect, I appreciate, and the Creator is their connection in my eyes, called Keter. Keter.
Аня, все-таки я могу использовать потом ради десятки. Как вот мне их...
Which desires I can use for my 10? How do I perform such a scrutiny? How do I decide what these desires are?
No, let's get to it and then we'll see. We don't have it for the time being. We're not in such states. We're not in such relationships that we can work with. It will come.
What are knafaim, wings? Question Kuf Lamed Hei, 135. Malchut De'ima ever enters the Bechina of Mochin de Zer Anpin, and the Bechina of Kayotnut of the Lor Hei in the Enaim is permanent in her. And by that, Zon protects her sons from the external. In the meaning of the wings, knafaim, that stops between Zon and the externals, which covered the all, the skin of Zon from the outside, and the external has nothing to suckle, because only a diminished light came out from Zon to the outside, meaning which is separated from the illumination of Chochmah because of the cover of the Knafaim, wings, which are the light of Katnut. Also, the Bechina of Parsa, below Atzilut, was made from Malchut De'ima. Therefore, Parsa is called by the name Nal, shoe of Zon, because they protect the raglaim, the legs of Zon, from the externals, from the power of the covering of the Parsa, so that only a diminished light will pass through it, which has nothing of the illumination of Chochmah. Again, what are knafaim, what are wings? Question 135. Malchut De'ima ever enters the Bechina of Mochin de Zer Anpin, and the Bechina of Katnut of the Lor Hei in the Enaim is permanent in her. By that, Zon protects her son from the her sons from the external, in the meaning of Knafaim, wings that stop between Zon and the externals. They cover the skin or of Zon from the outside, and the externals have nothing to suckle, because only diminished light came out from Zon to the outside, meaning which is separated from the illumination of Chochmah because of the cover of the wings, which are the Bechina of the light of Katnut. Also, the Bechina of Parsa below Atzilut was made from Malchut De'ima. Therefore, the Parsa is called by the name Nal, shoe of Zon, because they protect the raglaim of Zon from the externals with the power of the covering of the Parsa, so that only a diminished light will go through it, which has nothing from the illumination of Chochmah.
We have the Parsa, Abba Vima. This is Abba. This is El Saba and Ima Tvuna. And Ima is the light of Chasadim. And this is Zon. Clear, eh? Ima has a screen called Knafaim, wings. And then it covers the Zon in this way. It holds it in this way. Okay? That's it. Knafaim. Wings. Also, Ima herself is giving strength to the parsa. It also maintaining the parsa, and it gives the parsa validity, the strength. So, no chokhmah from Abba will be able to go below the parsa. There's a boundary there. And then this covering of Ima, she covers Zon, she puts them under her wings, this cover, this shield, this screen. Clear? Clear. What?
Why does Ima cover Abba so that Chofa will not go below the Parsa? What is the reason?
It's not letting Abba. It's not allowing Abba to enter and stand below the Parsa, because below the Parsa it goes to the externals.
But the light of Chofa doesn't go down below the Parsa?
Of course not.
So what is there below the parsa?
Only Chafetz Chesed, the light of the mercy.
Only Chafetz Chesed? I'm totally confused.
So what do I care?
You know, Chochma.
No, there's no Chochma below the parsa.
So what
only
is there?
Chassadim. It's not even light of Chassadim, but an illumination of Chassadim. Below the parsa, you only have the preparation of the vessels to raise them above the parsa to atzilut, to correction.
But it says, by the power of the covering of the parsa, only diminished light will go through it, which has nothing of the illumination of Chochma.
Yeah, he writes. What, you didn't know it? Okay, didn't know.
So there's no light of Chochma in our life?
Yeah, in your life.
In our life, there's no light of Chochma?
Your life is nothing.
I know my life is rubbish and filth.
No, it's not rubbish. It's you're here, Siyum. And under the Siyum, this is Tzvika. Oh, such joy that I can write your name here.
See how happy everyone is. But really, which kind of lights do we have in our... What life do we deal with in our study?
That's something else. We belong to a group. Although it's not a group yet, that's why we're here. This is the 10. A 10. And we wish to reach Chafetz Chesed, at least. Reach one bestows to the other, it wants to support the others, they want to connect, each one wants to annul himself. So each one wants to annul himself, cancel himself. When we want to cancel ourselves, where are we?
In Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy.
Chafetz Chesed, see, I wrote it, delighted in mercy. We are already below the Parsa. If we are in delighted in mercy.
Lo lishma, not for her sake. Still not.
It's not too bad. You can ask, because other than Abba, there's another light here that comes from Ari Chanpin. From Atik even. And they shine here. They're called the Dei Behema. And from there we get an illumination. If we want to get sanctified, this light influences us. Where does it influence us? When we try to be inside the connection in the 10. But you know how it is. But we make efforts, you know, in between. So when we make these efforts, And this life from Ari Hanpin influences us. Even though we are in impurity, it doesn't matter. It influences us because we want to be Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. And when we become a true Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, we'll get there, below the Pasa. This is something. And so, according to our desire to be corrected, we raise man. And
but as long as you don't raise man, what do you deal with? Which lights?
There's a raising of man, nevertheless, but it's not the man that has to be after the annulment, then connection, receiving the day behema, and so on, so forth. These stages, we still need to go through those stages. But already something, can you do it? All depends on you. Okay.
When I'm with the host and I calculate after the restriction, I calculate that I'm taking a bit of the lettuce in order to give him contentment. What enables me the next time take twice as much in order to bring him contentment? I made a calculation.
You took the lettuce, you gave him contentment.
Yeah, just a little bit of it.
Now you have a chance to take something more. Let's say a cucumber.
Yeah. So how do I make a calculation that I can take it?
What do you mean?
Let's say I was able to take just a tiny bit of the lettuce.
Sir, that's the whole thing. We have 10 sfirot in the Rosh. 10 whole sfirot. And I make a calculation in them. This calculation I make in the Rosh is all my vessels. But what I do, I make the calculation. I don't receive. I make a calculation. How can I perform the action in order to bestow? And here, I can make the action. I can go around and have questions. I can be, you know, yes and no and how. This is all called a rosh. This is everywhere else. We know, we don't, we check, yes, no, we invite the reforming light to help us, and so on and so forth. After I did it, and I made a decision that only 20%, then these 20% I can receive. Into all the vessels. These are vessels, and these are vessels. But in the Rosh, we say there are no vessels. Why? Because I use them not in practice, but only for the sake of making a calculation.
So every time, where do I get a new force from to get something new in order to give him contentment? I receive, I understand that I can't take it no more.
You can't. What happens next?
So how do I advance from
the
here?
The host is pressuring you. Receive. You say, I don't want to receive. So he says, whatever you want. I'll do it as long as you will receive. So you say, I need strength to deal with it. If you give me the strength, I'm willing to do it, but not for myself. He's giving you the strength. You make a calculation, return to him the request, the data, so he will do it. The Creator does everything. You only have to agree with it, desire it. You're like a little one. And then he gives it the decision and the strength and the action and everything. But you have to go through all these stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's what you have to go through. And before you conclude everything, he doesn't go from potential into practice.
So I know my strength. I'm asking for his strength. I said I can't do it.
Yeah, there are many requests. For the time being, one request to go to the next part of the lesson.
And let's sing a song together before we do.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא יש עוד אהבה בעולם